I think the first thing when I came to know that I'll be speaking over here is that I was actually cursing my stars because I know nothing about economics. I'm a science student, so I'll introduce myself. So you all know my name. I'm Manashi, and I come from a family of doctors, and I'm studying to be a doctor as well. I'm 20 right now, and I have been honored to be your Miss World for this year and carry out her duties. So growing up, I had a very normal childhood, like any Indian girl from a middle-class family would have. I got my education, I had my siblings, and then suddenly overnight my life changed, and now I'm here. So we just had a panel about women entrepreneurs, and I know the word entrepreneurs sounds scary because you start thinking about all business, which is something I don't understand. But I think being Miss World and being an entrepreneur is quite similar because you have similar goals. You want to bring change. I think change is something which is, to me, it's synonymous with being an entrepreneur. You love what you do, and you love risks. And being a Miss World is definitely about taking risks. Like, I came up here to speak in front of you, which is a very big risk for me. But I think most importantly, we don't let other people tell us how we're supposed to work or how things should be done. We take our own decisions. And I think all those entrepreneurs out there must congratulate themselves because it takes a lot of courage to do that. Women are doing wonders as entrepreneurs. Recently I read in Kerala about a system called Food on Wheels. It was providing employment to women, so they would provide tiffins and nutritious food to people who wanted to work. But, you know, out of all these wonderful entrepreneurs, I think one such wonderful woman is my mother. It's not hidden from the world how much obsessed I am with her. We all are with our mothers. But I believe that all mothers are entrepreneurs.